Next point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a soft-hearted person. So even in our dealing, in our behavior, we should be a soft person by nature. Some people, they are very hard. They become angry very easily. And then they never forgive anyone. And some people by nature, they are soft-hearted. So they forgive the other people easily. They deal with other people softly. So soft person is more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, I look iman in your heart, but I do not look the excellence of iman in your heart. So Sahaba, they were surprised. Oh, Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you look iman in our hearts, but you do not look the excellence of iman. He said, yes, that is softness. So I do not feel softness in interaction with each other, so that's why excellence of iman is not there. So it is excellence of iman that a person should be soft-hearted for his brothers, for his family members, for his wife, for his children. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very soft-hearted. This softness is called rifq. Rifq. And this should be in the heart of every person. We should be very, very kind with our brothers, children, our families. It's important. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send on rifq, on softness, He never sends it on the hardness. So if we are soft with people, more blessings will come. If you are hard with the family members, no blessing will come. Wife of a person, she committed a big sin. Now this person was very angry. If he wanted to divorce her, he was justified. If he wanted to punish her, he was justified. But then he felt that my wife is repenting that he committed a big mistake, blunder. Okay, let me forgive her. So he forgave her. After a few years, he died. So someone saw him in dream and asked him, what happened to you? He said that I was presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, oh, on that occasion, you forgave your wife because he was repenting and you felt that she is a humble servant to me, so I am forgiving you because you forgave her. So if we will forgive others, so in return Allah will forgive us on the day of judgment. Now, one important point, the hadith. So one important hadith. That if someone has made a mistake and he is asking for forgiveness, we should forgive the person. We should always forgive that person. Although it is hard, it is tough, we are not willing to forgive other people's mistake, but we should. Because the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that any person who asks forgiveness from you, and if you will not forgive, then Rasulullah sallam said that if you will not forgive him, you should not appear before me on the Hauz-e-Kawthar. I don't want to see your face. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at this. So if the wife is asking for forgiveness, forgive her. If some brother is asking for forgiveness, forgive him. So if someone is asking for forgiveness and you do not forgive him, then Rasulullah said that this person should not appear in front of me as a kausar. It means Prophet would not like to see his face on the day of judgment.